Hi, let's talk DE&I, and let's talk about it from an angle of empathetic leadership. I think we all understand the value and the importance of being empathetic in life, period, with our relationships, with our friends, our spouses, our loved ones, our family members, but most importantly, our employees. As it pertains to a business context, I think most importantly should probably be folks like your parent or your children, or a family member. But beyond that, you know, stretching out the scope a bit, I think we all can agree that empathy has a lot of value within organizations today. And I think it has value, and I think it has impact from an angle that I don't think a lot of organizations are thinking about tactically, strategically. Operationally, empathetic leadership. I did a quick Google search like I do sometimes, and I just wanted to see what comes up when you type in certain keywords. So I just typed in DE&I. And one of the first things that came up was, I believe it was an article from Lever, and it said that empathetic leadership was one of the biggest trends in 2023 from a DE&I perspective. And so I thought to myself, well, what does that look like tactically and strategically and operationally? And so I thought about a few examples that I would love to share, and let me know your thoughts and opinions on them, right? The first thing that I thought about is, all right, well, let's just talk about it at a very base level. Let's come up with a simple example. A simple example would be if, actually, I give this example very often. In the sales world and in the partnerships world and in the engineering like tech world, the deliverable tends to be this product needs to be not only built correctly, but needs to come out on time. It needs to be, there's been something sold. It needs to be, the partnership was made. It needs to be, revenue has been generated. It needs to be, product is shipped. Like there are tangible deliverables that leaders of sales teams and leaders of product teams can point to. Empathetic leadership tactically, from a psychology perspective, would be the following. Someone doesn't reach their KPIs, the OKRs, the standard that I set them at as a leader of this marketing team. And my typical approach before maybe I knew about or wanted to understand how to apply empathetic leadership would be to objectively, no matter what the excuse is, look at the black and white of it and say, Derek, for example, you didn't hit your mark. That is not acceptable. If you continue to do that over the next 3 months, we may need to talk about you moving on to a different company, right? We all know sales leaders that are like that. Just very objective, by the numbers, by the book. An empathetic leadership approach strategically would be, you know what? Let me figure out what I could have done differently as a leader. Let me look at the decks that you have. Let me look at the workflow that we designed. Let me look at the meetings that we've had. Let me look at some of the results and the things that I'm seeing from when I had your role. What things that I learned that I could have done a better job of sharing with you, right? So I check that box first. I'm empathetically understanding how, from their perspective, things maybe they didn't have all the tools they needed to have success. Then from there, I'm saying to myself, okay, is something happening in their life? Is something happening in their world that's distracting them from work, that's causing their bandwidth to not be as full, not be as heavy, not being as intentional, right? And so I'm having those conversations and I'm understanding that. And then from there, I'm trying to navigate and I'm trying to figure out, okay, is there someone else that they're working with to get the deal done that's not doing their part? Is this or is there something happening on the client or the account side of things where there's some tiny nuances? What can I understand about why this didn't work? Because I believe this individual has talent. I believe this individual can be successful. Matter of fact, I've seen this individual be successful. So what can I empathetically understand? So those are a few things that a leader listening could do. That's a version of empathetic leadership. How do you bake that into your operations? Me being the VP of a marketing firm, a marketing department, and I have 6 leaders that report to me directly. that focuses on different verticals within marketing, when they come to me and they say, hey, this is why the team didn't hit the numbers, what I can do is I can make sure, number one, did you actually go through that empathetic process? Did you have those conversations? Did you check on their life? Did you check on their background, their family, their mental health? Did you check on the workflow? Did you check on collaborating team members? Did you check on, did you check all the boxes? We can have this in Asana. We can have this in Airtable. We can have this in any system we want. Where I have access to it, the manager has access to it, and anytime the manager gets into a situation where they have to try to increase the productivity of their employees, they go through these things. Did that happen first? Leaning in, being empathetic, but it's baked in. I'm expecting them to do that. Because that can go throughout the entire culture, to my supervisors that have a small team of 2 to 3 people, to our managers, 5, 6 to people, to our director level that has 10 to 15 people. I need every single leader to withhold and have that behavior. So for me to keep this simple, empathetic leadership definitely should be a top 5, top 10 trend and focus. Because I don't really like the word trend because trends can come and go. Focus in 2023. Let's be empathetic. Let's hold our leaders accountable to be empathetic. Let's train and develop leaders to be empathetic. Let's measure a leader's success off of being empathetic. Let's make this something that's really important and foundational within our teams. As always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. This is AJ with the message from Diversial. And hopefully you all check us out and see what we're doing. A lot of cool things are happening out here. I think what we're trying to do can really impact the world of DE&I from a processes perspective, from a data perspective, from an organization perspective. The head of DE&I is a role that I think a lot of people are going to get excited about moving forward. So anyway, as always, just a few thoughts, just a few perspectives. We'll talk soon.